Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Inflation Myth and the Wonderful World of Deflation is a nonfiction economics and investing book by Mark Mobius that challenges conventional thinking about inflation, central bank policy, and how modern economies are measured, drawing on his long career as an emerging markets investor. Mobius argues that standard inflation statistics often fail to capture the real effects of technological progress, rapid product improvement, and changing consumer behavior. The book is less a technical academic treatise than a pointed critique of how policy debates rely on outdated assumptions. Its purpose is to question whether the familiar 2% inflation target still makes sense in a world where digital products, software upgrades, and fast innovation continually change the value delivered to consumers. For readers interested in macroeconomics, monetary policy, and the investment implications of price measurement, the book offers a contrarian perspective that connects economic theory to practical market judgment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why conventional inflation baskets can misread modern prices. A central argument in the book is that official inflation measurement depends on a distorted basket of goods that does not fully reflect how people actually consume in a fast, changing economy. Mobius suggests that when governments track a fixed basket over time, they miss the effect of quality improvement, product substitution, and digital innovation. A smartphone, for example, is not just a more expensive phone. It is also a camera, navigation device, music player, computer, and communication tool. If that kind of change is treated as a simple price increase or ignored altogether, the inflation picture becomes misleading. The book uses this point to show that inflation is not merely a neutral statistical fact, but a measurement choice that shapes policy and public perception. The broader implication is that economic statistics must evolve with technology, otherwise they will systematically overstate or misrepresent real cost pressures. Secondly, the case against treating the 2% target as a permanent rule, Mobius questions the assumption that central banks should always aim for a 2% inflation rate. In his view, this target reflects an older economic framework that made more sense when product cycles were slower and technological transformation was less disruptive. The book does not argue that price stability is unimportant. Rather, it challenges the idea that a fixed inflation target should guide policy, regardless of changing conditions. If measured inflation is already distorted by technology and quality change, then policy built around that number may be aiming at the wrong objective. This matters because interest rates, liquidity decisions, and currency policy can all be influenced by that target. By questioning the target itself, the book pushes readers to see monetary policy as a human institution shaped by assumptions, not as a mechanically correct response to reality. That makes the book especially relevant for anyone trying to understand how central banks justify their actions. Thirdly, technology as the real driver of measured deflation. Another important theme is the idea that technological progress creates a deflationary force that traditional models often underestimate. Mobius argues that innovation reduces costs, increases efficiency, and improves products so quickly that official statistics struggle to keep up. Unlike older industrial eras, modern progress can lower the effective cost of communication, entertainment, computing, and many services even when nominal prices do not move in a simple downward line. This is why the book recommends paying attention to technological growth rather than only to inflation. The point is not just that technology makes some goods cheaper. It is that technology changes the structure of value itself. Consumers may receive more utility for the same or even lower amount of money, which is one reason a strict price-only view of the economy can be incomplete. The book uses this insight to present deflation not as an economic threat in all cases, but as a natural consequence of innovation that can improve living standards. Fourthly, why inflation measurement is also a political question. The book repeatedly suggests that inflation numbers are not purely objective because they influence public policy, markets, wages, pensions, and central bank legitimacy. Once a single statistic becomes the basis for major decisions affecting millions of people, there is a strong incentive for institutions to defend the way that statistic is constructed. Mobius presents inflation measurement as politically loaded because the choice of what to include, how to adjust for quality, and how to interpret substitutions can all change the result. This does not mean every statistic is manipulated in a crude sense, but it does mean measurement frameworks can preserve institutional habits even when economic reality has changed. The practical implication is that readers should treat official inflation data as an analytical input, not a final truth. That skeptical stance is one of the book's most useful contributions because it encourages scrutiny of the relationship between data, policy narratives, and economic power. Lastly, investing implications in a world where deflation and innovation coexist, although the book is strongly focused on economic measurement. It also reflects Mobius's investment background. The argument has direct implications for investors because if official inflation is overstated or incomplete, then expectations about rates, currencies, real returns, and asset allocation may also be distorted. A world of uneven deflationary pressure from technology can create opportunities in companies and markets that adapt quickly, while exposing businesses that depend on old pricing models. The book does not present a step-by-step portfolio manual, but it does encourage readers to think differently about risk and return in an environment shaped by rapid innovation. This is where Mobius's perspective stands out. He connects macroeconomic critique with the practical concerns of capital markets. Readers come away with a framework for asking not only whether prices are rising, but also where productivity gains, digital disruption, and policy errors may be creating mispriced assets or misunderstood trends. In conclusion, The Inflation Myth and the Wonderful World of Deflation is best suited to readers who want a serious but accessible challenge to standard inflation thinking. Policymakers, investors, economists, and analytically minded general readers will find value in its core message that inflation is not just a simple number, but a contested measure shaped by technology, institutions, and policy assumptions. Its practical benefit lies in forcing readers to question how central banks, governments, and markets interpret economic data, especially in an era of rapid digital change. Intellectually, the book is useful because it pushes beyond routine debates about whether inflation is high or low and asks whether the measurement framework itself is outdated. What makes it stand out from many books in macroeconomics is its combination of contrarian argument and real market experience. Mobius is not writing as a detached academic alone, but as a longtime global investor who links measurement problems to investment consequences. That mix of policy critique and market relevance gives the book a distinct position within the broader literature on inflation and monetary policy. If you would like to support Mark Mobius, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.